Well, Liz, you're involved in running workshops here at the Confest. Tell us how the role of workshops at Confest and your role.
Sip, where is the mic? Okay. What we have is a very open process where excuse me, there's a bit of dust around, so I've got a crazy throat. Where we have panels of not blackboards, they're more green boards to fit in with the landscape here. And we have about five or six foot panels, about four of those for each day. And they are divided up from 8 o'clock in the morning through to 7 o'clock at night. And there's 16 or 18 columns where the various marquees or tarps or locations. And anyone at all that would like to run a workshop or a discussion group or an event can just go, and if they find an open spot, they can just go and write it up. So we'll have, I've been noticing there, there's things like spontaneous chanting and meditation, Tai Chi, a whole range of environmental things to do with various healing ways, massage, body work, a full range of things that people exploring alternative ways are interested in going to. So it's a very, very diverse range. At the moment, we're probably running, I would estimate, probably about 150 different workshops. In previous contests, we've been up to over 300 different events, sometimes, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 things happening simultaneously, or 20 things happening simultaneously.
Incredible, and we should point out that it's included in people's ticket price.
That's right.
So they can get as many...
I don't know if that's been mentioned, that it's typically, what, $40 pre-sale and $50 at the gate. And thereafter, everything that happens is totally free. So there is also a massage area where people can either receive from people that are skilled, or people can go down there and share. You give me a massage and I'll give you one. And people that are skilled may come across and suggest a few strokes that they might like to try. And this is the first time that we've had a go at energising little discussion areas, so we've been putting out little circles of chairs. That process is just starting to happen. Today we also had, as on other days, things that are more like events. Little. So in the background you can hear a little jamming session going on, drumming. Drumming has become quite a feature of contests. Over 10 or 12 years ago, you might have just had a whole lot of people just hitting 44-gallon drums randomly with big 12-foot bolts, 12-inch bolts. They made a devil racket. But here, now, we've had people bringing in drumming skills from Africa, from Southeast Asia, from Latin America.
A thing called the heartbeat of the contest, drumming.
Yes, always has been a strong tradition in drumming. And there seems to be a respect. A lot of it is polyharmonic or polyrhythmic, rather. So you can have multiple rhythms that are going, so it's always changing. That fits in with my workshop today. My workshop was exploring new understandings in the life sciences in terms of self-organizing complex systems. And chaotic processes, and how there can be this spontaneous emergence of networks of people. So that was one of my themes today. And I had a chappie from Mauritius who was working with me, who does network chiropractic, and talking about free energy. To give an example of the sorts of things that I've been doing, today I started off with Indigenous Healing Ways this morning. Been rather a busy day. Then on to After that was some Feldenkrais awareness through movement to a life drawing. So I facilitated a life drawing class. We had a fellow model for us totally caked in mud for a while as a mud man. Then we had a reasonably elderly lady that never modelled in her life said, "Oh, if you have got a life model, I'll do it for you." Then I just left them in the life class and went on to, my thought was spontaneous. I was running a spontaneous drama workshop and drawing on experiences and processes from some of the South Sea Islands where they use art, music and drama and culture in a process they call cultural healing action. So I thought that was on a three, I thought it was on a two, so I turned up and there was a self-hypnosis workshop and the fellow hadn't turned up for that, so I facilitated the self-hypnosis workshop for half an hour until he turned up late. And then I had spontaneous drama workshop, and then I joined in with this Mauritius fellow for the Web of Life Chaos workshop. So that, during the chaos workshop, there was a chappie doing, I had about 150, 200 people on the beach doing spontaneous choir and spontaneous noise exploration. And we decided that we would do in our spontaneous play linked to chaos, we wanted to use the water going down the plug hole in the sink as a metaphor for self-organising systems in the vortex, you see. But we had a whole lot of people who were in spontaneous drama, so we had the portable kitchen sink. It was more like the laundry tub and the tub of water, so about 60 of us went in the ritual carrying of the sink to the water. Because the water system had failed, our bore pump had failed. So about 60 of us went off and we established the ritual that there was always a walking of the vortex to the waters with funny walking and much chanting. So we had this strange procession of people singing about vortexes and chaos. And we descended on the beach past these other people who were singing and chanting. So they joined and merged with us while we had the ceremonial filling of the sink. And then everyone gathered round so we could get as many heads looking in the sink as possible when the charming young lady pulled the plug. Well, where there was about, by then, about 400 people chanting, "Vortex, vortex." So it's surprising what can happen when you're having fun. Then we left there just with a more somber mood to reflect on the potency of the experience and return to our workshop site where we can consider all manner of significance from that little strange experience. So I don't know if that sounds like all of stage people having a good time.
The overall mood of the festival seems to be very tribal. People very open. Rattly subdued, and it seems to me that people are really looking for some sort of direction and answers. In terms of Australia, I think that
there is larger
on a planetary level, but I think Australia seems to be going through
that sort of
a crisis of meaning or something.
Yes, well, there is one fellow who has been doing a PhD on the confess tradition. And he has introduced a concept that I think Turner was writing about as liminal experience, wherein in the English word preliminary, the limen is pre-liminary, where the limen is the old threshold or doorstep. So he talks of confest in the special mood that emerges here as being a liminal experience. Most people that I've spoken to talk about their very first confest as being quite a very strange, but they moved into a state that was a sort of combination of slight curiosity and a bit of confusion as virtually all of their taken for granted was starting to be suspended by the strange visual sights that were extremely tribal. Some people describing them as reminiscent of the masses in India in village life, where it's very dusty, very talcum dust here. It's a part of the Murray River system that runs all the way through Victoria, New South Wales, down to South Australia. And where we are does flood, but the earth turns to talcum powder, and with a couple of thousand people walking around, you can often have about 1 inch haze of dust, a foot of dust. So it all adds to a rather slightly mystical visual scenes of people nude up to their waist in water, and some people meditating, and some people doing belly dancing, and other people caked in mud, and people draped in all sorts
of
colours.
It's very much about a celebration of fire. There's a lot of fire
and fire twirling. There is another German word that we've been discussing here, that of, if I'm pronouncing it, Stimmung?
Yes, Wissen and Kennen.
Ah, yes.
Wissen and Kennen.
Yes, so this is very much the Kennen, huh?
Yes.
The inner experiencing of my inner experience, your inner experiencing of my experiencing of you, of the understanding, of the new possibility of relating in various ways, and also Stimmung. Am I saying that right?
Yep, Stimmung.
Which is the moods that can attune people together. So there is a catchphrase here that at Confest, strangers are just friends that you have yet to meet. There tends to be a culture that any fire, any circle is open to anyone to come and join. So there is that mood. There tends to be a mood of treating everyone as your brother and sister. And it's quite, people are quite open to be trying anything. Like, I do a flirting workshop where people, because it's set up as a context where people know they're coming to a flirting workshop, it starts as soon as I say, okay, get up and check out the scenery and see who's here. And off they go. And then suddenly it's like as if here's a whole lot of relatives that are just meeting up for the first time. Because suddenly there's bubbling and chatting and laughter and giggle. And all I have to say is, okay, just what is the secrets of the world's best huggers? They all both breathe in and breathe out at the same time, or they're totally present for you, or the bodies just melt into one another, and you might get 15 or 20 descriptions of really good hugging. So I don't want to create a situation where people feel obliged to hug people, so I might say, go around asking and receiving hugs, and saying no in a way that makes the other person feel fabulous. And explore that. So a person might come up and say, do you want a hug? And I'd say, oh, wow, that's terrific. And just walk away from them and say, fantastic, oh, terrific, oh, wow, what a fabulous experience. So suddenly they feel good because they haven't had a hug. And then after doing that for about 3 or 4 minutes, we might get everyone to sit down very, very close together. So you start flirting with the person on the right. And if the person on the left starts flirting with you, you acknowledge them and make them feel fabulous and get back to flirting with the person on the right. This means everyone is flirting with someone who is flirting with someone else. And everyone gets a gentle rejection experience. And again, it's very funny and very humorous. And then they're warmed up for, okay, now I invite you to get up and have a go at exploring the hugging ways of the world's best huggers. And certainly reject it if you feel like it's doing it and make people feel fabulous. And off they go and there's hugs everywhere. And the hugs.
So there's a resurgence of interest in flirting.
Well, see, it becomes really it's really a relating workshop and exploring ways of being with each other, and back to Kennen. Yeah. Kennen, that German word of
Kennen.
Yeah, Wissen.
Wissen and Kennen.
Wissen is more like 2 + 2 = 4. Mm. How can I know so I can predict, so that I can control situations? It's a sort of knowing that gets men to the moon. But do I want to know so I can predict, so that I can control my beloved? No. Do I know my beloved 70%? It's a strange sort of... That's not the nature of the thing. The truth is the unfolding togetherness, you know? Wissen I can grasp. I don't want to grasp my beloved. I want to embrace her. And,
Has the women's movement and the men's movement shaped flirting?
Yeah.
Is it, I mean, women's changing their roles in flirting? Are men changing their roles, or is do you find underneath it's still the same?
Well, see, I've been doing the flirting workshops now for about 12 or 14 times over about 6 or 7 contests, because they're held twice a year, over New Year and over Easter. And I don't really know very much about flirting. So, you know, I'm not an authority on flirting, but I'm quite reasonably skilled in process. But I don't give any information at the flirting workshop. I don't. All I do is create context whereby people can explore possibilities. And we don't really go theorising, because again, that can take people into their head and away from experiencing what it's like to be with others. So, short answer, I'm not quite sure. Answer to your question. I don't know how it's going, and I wouldn't. I don't propose to be a studier of flirting.
I think I really enjoyed it being at your workshop, because it was a non-verbal workshop, so nobody was allowed to or shouldn't say anything to anybody else. It was more eye contact, and it was warming up in the icebreaker on the beginning, and it was nice to feel comfortable in all of those different people. There were people from all over the world, and people who are not used to hugging, they warmed up, and at the end they felt more comfortable being there and being in our group or at that conference. So I think every workshop here does a little step going forward, being more humanity, being more together, and having fun, and being more open, pushed away from the rules, being a civilized human.
Absolutely.